All right, I think we can start. Let me get in my usual form. What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome to this Twitter Spaces where we're kind of doing a checkup on some of the projects that have launched in the past few months and some that haven't. Before we bring some people on, I wanted to give a shout out to all the people developing the marketplaces that are allowing all of us to do this. It started with the Stacks Punks marketplace, I believe, where they kind of like cloned that, and then the marketplace went up, and then Stacks NFT went live, and then Byzantium went live, and it's just kind of like everyone's innovating in new, unique ways. So it's been super cool to watch. And thank you to the Crypto Soda Club, which you'll see up here shortly. But they were kind of the impetus for this getting started because they reached out and wanted to do a podcast. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to start doing individual project podcasts for NFTs, because once I open that can of worms, it gets a little crazy. There's so much going on, I couldn't keep up. So this seemed like a happy medium. So I'm happy that everyone's here. I appreciate you guys taking the time. Yeah, and so I think we could just jump in. And first up on the list is the Bitcoin Monkeys. How do you say your name? Is it Taupe? How you doing, my man?
Hey man, how you doing? Hopefully everyone can hear me.
Yep, you're coming in loud and clear.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd love to hear about your guys' project and how it's been since Mint.
Yeah, so I think we've been qu quite good since Mint. We minted on Stacks, I think, sometime. Now, if I get the date right, I think it was end of, no, it was mid November sometime, towards the end of November. And ever since then, we have had the up and down, and we're back on the up. In terms of our floor price, if you just talk about floor price, but we've had a great experience on Stacks. We came from Ethereum and Solana, myself and other members on the team. We've been involved and in a total of five projects in Solana and Ethereum between us, and even own some projects there on different chains. So we've been in the NFTs game for about 2 or 3 years myself, and Sam, who's my other co-founder, he's been there since 2015 and 16. So we've been on other chains for a while, and then we came over to Stacks more recently and launched Bitcoin Monkeys. And since then, we're enjoying it. Really helpful space, awesome community. Quite small, but there's big potential ahead, and that's why we're here.
Interesting. I didn't know you guys had previous experience in other chains. What exactly drew you to Stacks versus keeping going where you were?
Yeah, so I mean, we were always investors in Stacks as a coin, as an ecosystem itself, but never really in the NFT space. And we're both entrepreneurs in real life. We both have companies that we've kicked off. And we've got a company that we've got together as well. So we're naturally entrepreneurs, and we just saw there was, both Ethereum and Solana, while they're great in their respective ways, in the NFT space, there's a lot of issues there. It's just too overcrowded and populated to really, really make a mark and do something from ground up, where you can say, look, I've built this from the start, and been on that journey as the ecosystem itself has also built. So we were on the lookout for an ecosystem where we could essentially, be involved early on and help the ecosystem itself grow. And we came across Stacks, being one of our coins that we held in our wallet as we were doing our research. And naturally, we were just thrown away by the community. We talked to the various marketplaces before we minted and launched, and they were just all so welcoming. We're having conversations. We were lucky enough to also talk to the Stacks Foundation itself. So we talked to them before the mint, and they said, look, they'll help us on the journey as well, and we got their support prior to the mint as well. So we're just lucky to, now have all these connections and partnerships as we continue to grow our project. That just shows, I think that's the beauty of Stacks. It's just so small, that you can build these connections and really be involved in something what I think is going to be big in the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. as Stacks develops itself.
Totally. Yeah, I think it's something that Trevor said this morning where, you know, community is what people come here for. Like, the initial carrot is the Bitcoin yield, or maybe you see some new cool NFTs, but you do stay for the community. So we do have a certain responsibility, just to put a pin in it after what Trevor said, is as we grow, it's going to be tricky to navigate these new waters, and, you know, people are going to come and try and take and do these kind of things, and we got to try and kind of keep that ethos for sure. But yeah, that's super cool. Well, what do you, I want to keep time, keep aware of time, so we've got to be somewhat quick for each people. What are you guys working on right now? What's coming down the pipeline for the monkeys in the next, let's say, like 2-3 months?
Yeah, so 2-3 months. So let's talk one or two months. we've got quite a lot coming up. We've got our banana token getting launched in a matter of a couple of weeks now. It should be good to go. At the same time, we will also start staking. So that's the way our NFT holders are going to be able to earn the banana token, is essentially by staking, which is a new concept, I guess, at least in the Stacks world. But it involves locking up your monkey on a for a period of time. But we are keeping this 100% flexible in the interest of the community as well. So yeah, it's essentially a way to passively earn a token which is going to be used in our ecosystem. So we've got that around the corner. Right after that, we've got the merch store launching as well, where we've got some exclusive hoodies that we've lined up that will be that we've announced now that are going to be champion hoodies. So we've lucky enough to get our Bitcoin monkeys on champion hoodies, and we'll be releasing that, which will be an exclusive collection on our merchandise store, along with all kinds of other merchandise from, you know, you name it, cups to linen to whatever you want, right? In a merchandise store, clothing, apparel, etc. It's all going to be in our merch store, and that's also around the corner at the end of this month. Of course, we've got our DAO starting. So our DAO is almost good to go. Again, another item before the end of this month. So I guess you've got three major items coming in this month. It's going to be a big month for us. So our DAO is shaping up and looking to kick off very soon as well in our Discord, and it will be run through our Discord with the shorter or medium term vision to take it out of Discord and then run it off Discord, out of Discord eventually, but it'll kick off in Discord itself. We've got our DAO starting as well.
Very cool. And does the banana token tie into the DAO?
Yes, it will. So the banana token, if you go to our Discord or our Twitter or even our website, if you go to our website, there's a massive map of Monkey Island, you could say, and all the various uses the banana token is going to have, at least for what we've exposed so far. There will be more coming up. So, but, you know, there's all kinds of things from a mutation and breeding chamber. That banana will be used, as I said, through the DAO, through the governance, as a governance token as well. We'll have, you know, the fact that you can name your monkey, so we'll be able to give your own monkey its individual name. So rather than monkey 345, you can say, you know, Fred monkey or Jake monkey or whatever you want. You can give it a name. We're gonna have a monkey store that's gonna have other NFT projects that you can buy through our own monkey store through the banana token. We'll be putting that up there, which will be essentially a banana run marketplace, you could say, within our ecosystem, for both Bitcoin monkeys to, you can buy other Bitcoin monkeys through banana, but also other NFT projects, you know. So we'll be collabing with them and getting their NFTs on the store and etc. And and there's a bunch of other things as well. There's a couple of other things. We've got a custom merch store as well, so you can actually, you know, there's a lot of merchandise launched in the NFT space, but we're going to do this unique thing with the banana token where you can purchase merchandise, or have the option to purchase merchandise that is completely customized. So you've got your NFT, it has a background, it's got a monkey with various traits on it. We're gonna give you a t-shirt, let's say, for example, for argument's sake, off that exact same background, and with your monkey on the front, right? So it's almost like you can wear your own NFT. And that's the idea we're giving behind there, is you can, you know, essentially bring your NFT to life, and your exact one, not just any generic Bitcoin monkey. You can have your exact one. So custom merch as well. and or through the banana system.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. Well, yeah, people can follow your account and hit your Discord to stay up to date on that. But yeah, thank you for taking the time. I appreciate you.
No worries, Jake, and appreciate you doing something like this. I think it's really good what you're doing in the community, as you said early on. So keep it up, man. Great work.
My pleasure. My pleasure. All right. Next up, we got the badges. Yeah. What's up, y'all?
Hey, Jake. Thanks for having us on. You got Newton here and Set Zeus as well. So a little bit of art, a little bit of engineering.
Very cool. Very cool.
And hello, hello, guys.
What's up, man? Go ahead and speak your piece.
No. I was just saying hello. And yeah, I mean, fun last round of Walkabout Mini Golf, man. Excited to be here with you again.
Yeah, they, if you guys aren't aware, they're trying to build like the VR community in Stacks. And I bought an Oculus and I played some mini golf with these dudes, and I got smashed, first of all. But I was shocked at how good VR has gotten. It's equivalent to, for me, a lot of people talk about autonomous driving, you know, Teslas, blah, blah, blah. But until you try it and you drive a Tesla and have it drive you down the highway, you're like, oh my God, it's already here. Like, it's insane. And VR is like that too, where we're in VR, we're playing mini golf, but I can see you, you can look at me, I can, you know, mess around with my club, and we can have a conversation. And it's so much more engaging than doing a Zoom call or doing the Twitter spaces. So I love that you guys are building the VR community. I think it's super cool.
I gotta appreciate it, man. Yeah, it's where we want to go in the long run. We think that the metaverse, and we probably need to come up with a better term, but we think long term that lives is settled on Bitcoin and lives on Stacks, and that's really part of the reason why we decided to launch Bitcoin Badgers within the Stacks ecosystem. And it's been an incredible ride. For those who don't know us, our final mint was in December. We did a split mint, so October to December, 2,100 Badger NFTs animated. They're GIFs. A little head nod to the total supply of Bitcoin. There will only ever be 2,100 Bitcoin Badgers. We're super pumped to be here, and we've got a lot of amazing things coming down the pipeline. The VR and what we're doing there is a little bit farther out, towards the end of the quarter, but we've got some really exciting stuff, coming up in the next month. It's the 14th. For those who don't know, February 14th is a day of love. It's Valentine's Day, and we are going to be, hatching some baby badgers for our community. So for everyone who has two badgers, you'll be able to breed a beautiful baby cub. And just like real life, if both parents have, you know, similar characteristics and traits, there's a chance, a pretty good chance that the babies will get those as well. We're really excited to bring these babies into the world and hopefully spread a little love and joy along the way. A little bit later down the road in March, we're going to be doing a nice little airdrop for our community to be voted on for the community. We have some awesome ideas in the pipeline. And as we move into April, we're going to get our first more robust look at 3D Badgers. And for those who have been following our journey, we're building in public. We're showing our rigging, our animation, how these models are coming together. And it's incredible. It's surreal to see this all come to life.
Newton, I had no idea that you were a phone sex operator as your past job. Because when you hit that, when you hit that, it's the day of love. You sunk into a different level. But so for the baby badges, how is the mint going to work? I've seen some of your building public stuff. It looks like you have to hold two badgers and you put it into the dashboard, and that's how the kind of process works.
Yeah. So you'll be able to select two badgers out of your wallet. And then you'll kind of have a side by side of, you know, each badger, and you'll have an opportunity to tell them what they love about each other. We've got a little kind of ability for you to control or increase the chance that babies will get certain traits. So your badgers will tell each other what traits they love about one another. And from that selection, a baby will be born. Now we're going to have a little window similar to, you know, Megapont's robot factory. So we're going to open up the breeding experience at the beginning of February, exact date TBD. And you'll be able to, you know, go through, pick the traits that you're more interested in, having the babies, come out with. And then there will be a little bit of a holding period because, of course, you know, the baby's got to, or the parents got to go and do their thing. And then after a little while, the babies will be born. We're wanting those babies to come out right around Valentine's Day. And just a little sidebar here. I think one of the coolest things as a creator and, you know, community member is when you see the stuff you create touch the lives of, you know, your holders, your community. And we had a member of our community the other day ask us if we could do something a little special in the way that we are handling the baby breeding process, because they want to actually breed a baby with their wife for their wedding anniversary. And that was just surreal to me that for them, it's this crossover and an important thing and kind of a special fun event for them in their life.
That's amazing. I love hearing these stories, how like it's more than just a profile picture or just a JPEG on the internet. Yeah, crypto is really changing lives in these weird and interesting ways. Suitsis, I'd love to hear a little bit about, I'm assuming that you're building the VR side of things and some of the modeling.
I'm definitely happy to like end on this note as well, because again, after the 3D models, the Badger Bash game on Oculus is going to be sort of our really big milestone. To clarify that, I am doing the engineering for it, but not the artwork. So all the modeling, rigging, animation, that hasn't been me, but all the videos you've been seeing of, you know, the badgers running around in a VR space, et cetera, that has been me engineering on Unity with the models that we are testing with at the moment. And I guess I definitely just want to expand a little bit on our last milestone, because that's sort of evolved as, you know, as those perspectives have evolved on not just Stacks NFTs, but NFTs in general. And so we actually originally wanted to build like a Stacks VR gallery, and that was the goal, and that was the end milestone. And the more we thought about it, the more we think that, you know, if we launched that, it would be cool and people would check it out. They would check out their wallets. But after that, there wouldn't be too much of a use case and too much value add. More importantly, too much value add for Stacks, right? That's going to appeal to the Stacks community. And then that's basically it. It wouldn't grow out. And so the more I thought about it, the more I wanted to flip that equation and say, okay, well, how can we get the Oculus community into Stacks as opposed to the Stacks community into Oculus? And so that's when we started building and thinking like, okay, cool. Let's, instead of building like, you know, a Stack experience that's in VR, let's just build a damn good VR experience that's branded and themed around Badgers. And so that's where we're going with Badger Bash, which is sort of like a mix of a battle royale of Fall Guys and, you know, Mario Kart type of gameplay. And this is actually a really recent development that we're really happy to expand on today. But much like other great projects here, for this game, we took a step further back and we decided, you know what? What if we just position this as the Super Smash Bros. Of NFTs? Let's go get other high quality projects and other chains, get their avatars, get royalties from marketplaces and everything, but build sort of that future of like a Super Smash of NFTs for VR. And so that's sort of where Badger Bash is going now. And yeah, I'm excited to be building on it. As you guys have seen, I've been releasing database model diagrams, spec docs, et cetera, et cetera. I love building in public and will continue to do so. And Jake, I mean, thank you so much for everything you're doing for the community, especially for hosting this. And every Wednesday, man, you know where you can throw the headset on and hang out.
No, 100%. I appreciate it. Thank you for the praise. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna try and be there as much as I can, because playing with y'all is super fun. It's great because our community is tight, but there is still, like, it's mostly done through Twitter and Discord, and occasionally you see me acting like a ham on YouTube, and that's kind of how we do it. But yeah, VR, I'm completely sold on, and I'm definitely gonna kick it with you guys and everyone. The Oculus is cheap now, so, you know, if you gotta sell a couple NFTs, you gotta do what you gotta do. I'd recommend getting the Quest 2. It's definitely worth it. But yeah, I'm gonna move on to Crash Punks, unless you guys have any closing quick thoughts.
No, just wanted to thank you for the opportunity and all that you do.
Hey, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you taking the time, and I'll definitely see you guys on Wednesday for some more destruction. Okay, I think that's Grace hiding behind the Crash Punks main account. How are you?
Hey, Jake. Thanks for having me, and great to be here with everyone else on NFT, Stacks NFT.
Yeah, it's great to have you. I'd love to just hear about how things have been going since the Mint.
Yeah. Yes, it's been a month since Mint. We upgraded to the V2. We've been working on the roadmap, so moving forward on that. So far, it's been a lot of more logistics. So we minted the initial 1024 NFTs for the DAO wallet, for the treasury. So it's been kind of like consolidating that, and then working on a new contract for the honorary punks, as well as for some of the contests that we held. So we had a treasure hunt. So we have winners from that. So I don't know if Ryan or any of the winning teams are up here, but we had some clues. So throughout the whole process, we had clues that were like being left around, and then we had some clues in the NFTs themselves that this team solved, so that they won the grand prize. So that's been in the works as well. And besides that, I'm designing a video game character for Moonray that's unlockable for the Crash Punk holders. So that's really cool. So you get to run around as a Crash Punk in this Moonray metaverse. And then Crash Punks will also have land that they can hang out in. And then also, we also have whitelists for the Crash Punk holders. So Crash Punks get to be on the Moonray whitelist. Besides that, looking into the DAO setup and the merch logistics. So with regards to DAOs, DAO tooling is just, it's still early in the Stacks ecosystem. Looking at a few DAO platforms to get set up on, and then looking into the logistics of working on the merchandise.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Is the process of modeling a Moonray character versus the drawings you've done, I have to imagine they're radically different.
Let's see. So I'm working on the 2D character design, and the Moonray works on the 3D part. But I also do 3D modeling as well. So it's, I guess you have to, you know, think along the Z axis as well. So that's, you know, part of the difference. And then you also have to like rig the character. So mostly I've done like 3D modeling. As like a 3D designer, then you would have to, you know, like model the sphere of the head and the body, and then rig the character and have it walk and run around.
Got it. Very cool. Well, it sounds like the stuff you've been working on is a lot of the kind of like back end stuff, almost like the unsexy stuff that no one really wants to do, but it's important to do. But what else is coming down on the pipeline?
Well, we actually have Eli Hirth here, who's working on a lot of the community, fun community events. So he's running a trivia night. So if he wants to speak.
Yeah, should I jump on?
Yes.
Hey, Jake, thanks for having me on. I kind of wasn't sure where I was placed here, because I was like, is it more about the building? But the community aspect of NFT projects is part of the building, isn't it? Like the engaging with the community, having them want to be involved, be in the server, building up a pride in owning the NFTs and engaging with other NFT holders and across the whole Stacks ecosystem. I feel like I'm kind of everywhere at the moment as well. I won't go into that. But so in regards to Crash Punks, some really fun stuff. 100, I see Trevor say that. In regards to Crash Punks, we've got some really fun stuff. We just had a community member who I work with elsewhere build a really cool bot where we can do lots of different sort of little competitions and community engagement things. Like we had a bunch of our members pop on their party hat for Stax's first birthday on their PFP for Twitter, and they're going to get points and stuff for doing that. And then we're going to have a bit of a race to 100 points. And the closer that we get to 100 points, the tasks and challenges are definitely going to become a little trickier, because obviously there's only going to be one winner. And also we all have families and real lives as well, don't we? And also going to be organizing a massive trivia night. So I've done it elsewhere, but we're going to make it a really big Crash Punks trivia night. So we'll be hosting that through our Discord, which is going to be super exciting. I haven't actually announced that. So there you go. You've got nice alpha for that and everyone who's listening. So that's going to be massive. There's going to be some rare Crash Punks, which are going to be up for prizes for that as well. And that's going to be hosted through the Discord and also using a website called Kahoot, which is a nice platform for hosting trivia. And we're also going to be doing something special for our OG whitelist, which I can't say right now. So there's lots in the pipeline, really trying to just get people engaged, get people respecting each other, get people, to be excited about being on Stacks. And Crash Punks has been an amazing project for bringing lots of people who might never had heard of Stacks or had sort of hadn't dipped their toes into the NFT ecosystem from elsewhere, and bringing people across from Ethereum. Like we saw the Bitcoin Monkeys have done an amazing job, same as bringing people across from Solana or even normies, as I suppose we like to phrase it in crypto land, across into NFTs. And a lot of people have said, hey, this is my first NFT, or oh my, I didn't realize Grayson was the artist, like her art's so amazing, I've seen her before. So just that, I guess that's my role, is making it exciting, making it fun, engaging people, making sure people feel welcome, answering questions. Like I'm always up for, you know, respectful conversations, and happy to take a DM when people are have needs, and just making people feel listened to and helped. And yeah, I guess that's kind of like the community building aspect. And I suppose projects have got the Graces and the Trevors and the, you know, the devs, like I think Jim's in here, and maybe Mike, all the people doing all the stuff that can't really happen, that the project can't happen without. But then there's the people like myself, on the sort of, I suppose, the front of it, or the public side of it. And yeah, I've sort of really enjoyed the journey. And yeah, there's lots of fun stuff to come. Like I said, I've just listed a few. So that's pretty much what I can think of. But yeah, thank you, Xen, again, for what you're doing. It's so amazing to have someone like yourself exposing Stacks to the socials and getting us involved and getting us into the spaces to have a chat. But yeah, sorry, that was my son in the background. I hope not everyone could hear that.
Well, first of all, I want to say I can confirm that you seem to be everywhere. So I'm pretty convinced that you probably have your son working with you too. He's got his own little phone. He's on a Discord helping people out.
He's learned a lot. Discord. Yeah.
I go into 10 different Discords and you're there helping somebody doing something. So it's cool to see. But it's cool to see everyone innovating in different ways, because you got the Badgers doing VR, and you guys are doing these unique, community engagement things. Like, I tried doing the scavenger hunt. I got to, like, clue 4 and just got frustrated.
That was amazing. Yeah. It was hard, wasn't it? Trevor God. And DC and myself were working pretty hard in the background for that, and so was Grace, of course, for the second half of the treasure hunt. So I'm glad we stumped you, because we didn't want it to be too easy.
Yeah, I'm sitting there on MySpace, like, am I supposed to be here? Is there a clue on MySpace? I'm not sure.
MySpace.
But, good one. Well, before I pass it off to Project Indigo, any closing thoughts from you guys?
Grace can probably close it out, I suppose, with a little bit of the inspiration and where we're heading.
Yeah, I mean, keep an eye out. We got some really cool things lined up. If any of you have seen the roadmap, we also have a Q&A with Neil Stevenson lined up. So Crash Punks is very much inspired by Snow Crash and a lot of like cyberpunk sci-fi themes. So he's going to be a guest speaker. We'll do an AMA, you get to ask any questions. And then we also have another NFT companion drop later in the year. So there's going to be a lot. And once the DAO is set up, we'll be able to get some like proposals going to kind of like evolve the direction of the DAO.
Amazing. I love to see it and I'm excited for you guys. Thank you for coming up here and sharing.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Project Indigo, what is up?
Hey, can you hear me all right?
I can hear you crystal clear. How are you, my friend?
Awesome. No, it's so great to be here. This might be my first Twitter Spaces. I mean, I've listened in on a few of them, but I don't think I've really spoken on any of them except maybe briefly on a Megapod call once. So it's awesome to be here, and it's great to talk to you in person and everybody here. Thanks for joining us.
We're happy to have you. I'd love to hear a little bit about the inspiration for your guys' project.
Sure. It's been like a wild ride so far. I think like what I would say is more than anything, like I've always been interested in creating an experience, right? Like something that has a long-term potential and kind of feels like, you know, you have fun ways to use the NFTs that you own, and that you're sort of accomplishing something long-term, right? And that it's really based around the idea of giving people more and more experiences as opposed to like just say more and more, you know, NFTs or more and more tokens or whatever it is, although we're certainly planning to do all those things. From the ground up, like I really wanted to create an experience, right, that I hope people would enjoy. I'm a user experience designer by trade, and that's kind of I guess in the realm of it being a small world. Like I actually, you know, Grace was just speaking from Crash Punks, and I actually knew her work from the UX world before ever getting into Web3. So that was just kind of like a really interesting little small world thing that happened as I realized this was the same person that I had already been following for UX work. But yeah, I guess, you know, maybe that's part of it, right? Is I've always been interested in creating these experiences and kind of came up with this concept for like this crazy, you know, fictional world. It's something I've just always wanted to do. I've always been a gamer, a film fanatic, like kind of a lover of stories and fiction, and especially sci-fi and fantasy stories. And I've always wanted to kind of tell my own story, right, and give people some sort of an experience that's enjoyable. And I just never found a medium, really, until now. And somehow my kind of, you know, what initially was just a half-baked idea with like some artwork that I was playing with and this kind of world map that I was tinkering with just started to snowball. And, you know, everywhere I turned, there's just like this amazing support. So I don't know. It's just been really crazy. It's kind of like, you know, I think I heard Naval say once, like if something looks like work to other people, but it feels like play to you, then it's probably, you know, you're probably on the right track. And that's definitely what it's been like for us. You know, we're just kind of like doing cool shit and then somehow it's all working out so far. I hope that just continues. It's just fun for us. And we're really enjoying like building out this world and building out this whole concept for this fictional kind of experience that's going to evolve over time. And Web3 has been that medium. It's like, it's just been amazing. Like it's, I feel like it's kind of been the proof for me that ideas can have value, that art can have value, that story can have value, and people are showing, you know, that it's valuable to them, which is just amazing. And there's, you know, it's been a really steep learning curve. You know, we're both Tim and I are, you know, longtime sort of crypto investors and just interested in crypto. But we're both relatively new to Web3 and NFT projects and things like that. So it's been a steep learning curve, but There's been amazing support everywhere we turn, including, you know, right here tonight as an example, but, you know, definitely from our mods on the team who are just constantly giving us like honest feedback and great ideas for features and great ideas for the story and everything. The marketplaces, especially by Zanshin, but also Stacks NFT and Jamil there, and other projects everywhere we turn. It's really just been amazing. You know, it's I can say, you know, the Bitcoin Monkeys were speaking earlier. Tope has been very forthcoming, very helpful in our discussions about, you know, tokens and just concepts and ideas. So we're really appreciative of that. And most of all for us, it's we've had this amazing partnership with Megapont. You know, the project was, you know, started by, you know, Tim and I are both Megapont apes. We kind of got in early on Megapont. And I was looking for someone who wanted to sort of like build this world with me. And he happened to be looking for, you know, a Web3 project and NFT work. So we just immediately gelled and it just took off from there. But speaking of Megapont, if you're not aware, if you're listening to this and you're not aware, there's a free claim going on right now for a Project Indigo Megapont collaboration. I'm not sure how many are left. I know they were going fast. But this idea started like a week or so ago. Yeah, the Stacks Foundation reached out to us and is like, hey, we'd love for you guys to do something together for Stacks' 1 year anniversary. And so we came up with this crazy last minute collaboration and somehow came up with 10,000 apes that are visiting the wasteland from Project Indigo. So definitely check that out. I'm sure if you look around on Twitter and stuff or the Project Indigo account, you'll find the link to where that's happening. But yeah, pretty amazing. And that's been really fun as well. But yeah, I mean, inspiration is definitely post-apocalyptic. You know, we wanted to create this metaverse. It's kind of an amalgamation of everything you can imagine that's kind of in the post-apocalyptic sort of theme. So definitely Fallout, you know, Mad Max, Blade Runner, like these are kind of the bigger ones. Certainly Fallout for sure. It's like a major inspiration for me. And it's kind of this blend of serious post-apocalyptic ruin and corruption and all this stuff, but also like there's a humorous side to it. And it's just like a fun world to play in that we can expand. So yeah, no, it's been really amazing so far. And that's just, I guess, some of the inspiration that's gone into it.
Very cool. Well, I'd love to touch a little bit on your guys' kind of foreseeable roadmap. What are you guys working on that holders can see in the next 2-3 months?
Yeah, that's a good question. A lot of people still kind of talk about us as sort of under the radar, or they're like, what is Project Indigo? What are these guys doing? And I guess part of that is my fault because we've just been trying to like work and do stuff and we haven't spent as much time communicating. but I think it's starting to take shape and people are starting to see it. And basically what it is this kind of deeply working world with, you know, these kind of real places, people and events that we really want to feel significant and meaningful. So, you know, if you take a look at our website, you'll see like a map right on the homepage with these various locations kind of marked on there. So we're starting our story within the Reach, which is like a ruined city. And that's under the control of Kana Morimoto, which is one of our animated main story characters from the collection. But, you know, we've barely scratched the surface of this world. So we've got all these locations on the map, and we also see kind of this party that the player is in control of, you know, moving sort of eastward across the United States as we get into the future acts. So what it is, it's an interactive story, right? There's a lot of content that we're preparing. It's going to have dialogue where you can speak to these characters and kind of navigate these dialogue trees. Those dialogues are going to kind of evolve depending on the traits that you're holding within your collection. And so you might be able to say or hear different information if you're holding different NFTs than other people would. You know, like it's so that that's one piece of it, right? It's kind of the story that's going to move forward and be told, and it's going to be kind of interactive and dependent on the NFTs that are in your wallet. And the other element there is that the community will actually be able to vote on the direction that the story takes. So if you think about the way that some of these visual novels or RPGs, or even like the old Choose Your Adventure books is a good analogy, the community will actually be able to sort of decide which way the next chapter is going to go. And then that content will be custom prepared and put out there depending on where the community wants it to go. And then all of that is planned to sort of convert into tokens eventually, which is kind of the next layer that we're looking at. So we have announced that we're going to create a token called Tox. And this Tox token is both going to be a reward for doing the gameplay elements that we're putting out there, but it's also going to be used to mint future collections that we're working on, which are going to be, I think, really interesting. So we're looking at not only telling this interactive story, but also having gameplay elements that you can do sort of more frequently. Like you could think of them almost like daily or weekly quests. So we're looking at ways to do raids where you can send out kind of combat missions, different wastelanders that you're holding, and then they'll come back, right, with like tokens, which can be used to mint equipment. And so think about weapons, healing items, shields, things like this that can help them kind of get further along in those raids the next time that they go out on a mission. And we're also looking at other things like scavenging quests that don't reward the combat traits as much or use different equipment. So we're planning scavenging equipment as well to help you find items and find more tokens on these kind of different style missions. And beyond that, we're looking at all kinds of other ideas. As part of the interactive story, we're working with an artist who's helping us create these amazing landscapes in pixel art, which kind of look like something out of like a LucasArts adventure game from the 1990s, or really even better than that. Like the artwork is just amazing. And we're going to be making those available to holders in different ways. The first one's going to drop for free to a holder of our Wastelanders. And these are really high effort, high quality pieces. It's going to have their own collection. And, you know, we're hoping to give those some really nice utility too when it comes to the Tox token. So we're super excited about that as well. But yeah, lots of plans. The future collections that we're thinking about, like I said, equipment's coming first. And we're envisioning that right now as a 50-50 split of Stacks Mint and Tox Mint, right? So reserving some of that equipment for people that are actually doing the gameplay and earning something by doing the gameplay. And then kind of way down the road, we're thinking about another collection called Relics, which are going to be like the real treasures of the Wasteland. And this Relic collection is going to be 100% Tox Mint. And it's not going to be freely mintable. You'll have to actually find the relics through the gameplay. So when you find a relic, you've kind of whitelisted yourself to mint one of them. And then we have some really interesting ideas planned there for what those kind of treasures are going to be. It could be things that yield the token. It could be things that are very special weapons or very special equipment to help you kind of find more things and just do cooler stuff in the gameplay. So yeah, that's kind of where we are right now. I know it's a mouthful and I probably run over, so I appreciate that. But you know, I apologize for that, I should say.
No, but yeah, it's all right.
There's a lot going on.
I think we can tell you're passionate. And yeah, I got like a million questions, but I gotta keep them in, move on to the next person. But I appreciate you. I'm super excited what you guys are building.
Yeah, no, really appreciate the time. And yeah, thanks for having us on. Definitely pop into our Discord and ask any questions that you folks have.
Love it. All right, next up, we got Punk's Army. What's up, my man?
Hi, Jax. Thanks a lot for having me. And I'm honored to be here, frankly. Sorry in advance for my English. It's a little bit rusty.
I can hear you just fine so far. You guys are the first project up here so far that hasn't minted yet. So what's the details on what you guys are working on right now and when's the mint?
Yeah, the mint will be on the mint site will live on 17th of January. and then we publish, we communicate the date of pre-sale or private sale that will be on the end of January, presumably, and we are working a lot on doing collaboration to make grow the community in an organically way. We inspired a lot at Megapont and Megapont project and the way to do the things. We also hope to grow in that way, that is with a growth trained by tech releases, and we have in plan to make our own marketplace when the hopefully we sold out our first collection that it is about 1,000 punks, 3D punks, algorithmically created, obviously, and as I said before, by now we are. For example, we are doing a collaboration with Parrot, Stax Parrot, for a mini series of three parrots. They are bloody cool, and we hoping to close more collaboration and clearly to make. There will be limited series that will be in giveaway for with the aim of growing organically and make our art quality known, because it is another point of strength point of our project is both the tech side and the quality of the art. So regarding our roadmap, as I said before, yeah, we haven't planned our own marketplace, but also our own factory. So the next collection will be completely customizable by the user, by the community, such as the Robot Factory. You can say mine on my profile pic, by the way. And also we plan to give the possibility to upgrade the punk that the users will mint with this first release. So this first 1,000 punks that will be minted, they will be able to the user will be able to upgrade it in our future interface. So this is a cool future, I think, that will allow the user to the owner of an NFT to increase the rarity of on punk, heading to modifying the NFT itself and adding some new weapon or objects. So this is a cool thing that we are we have already planned on written on our smart contract. And then for the future plan, something that we have already listened on our project, or that is have an our token, the PYERMY token, that will be a reward token for staking our NFT. So we'll implement a staking system mechanism on the site, and we will make a DAO, a DAO interface to really make a decentralized organization, and and also we want you to create a voxel collection and get in some Ethereum metaverse, just like Sandbox, but also others. And also we want you to create our own version of Bridge. We are working on the feasibility to doing a bridge with Ethereum. So this is more or less the plan in the short and the long term.
Very cool. And before I move on to the next group, when's the mint again?
The mint of the pre-sale or the private sales will be communicated after the 17th of January. So probably will be in the end of January. On the 17th of January, we will go live the mint site. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much for coming up here, my man.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, we got Crypto Soda. What is up, man?
What up? Okay, thanks, Jake. Hello, everyone. Hi, the Stacks community. Thanks for the opportunity for, giving me the platform. Just want to give you a warning. I'm in the suburbs in France right now, so I'm in the middle of the countryside. So my connection, might be a bit funny from time to time. So just want to give you a heads up there if I do cut out. Thanks for, bring us on board. I go by Jed, right? So I'm co-founder of the Crypto Soda Club. And essentially what we are, we're a collection of, 1,111 soda cans, and the soda can doubles as the membership to the club. So why soda? What are we? How are we different? Firstly, we're a deflationary token, and I will get into exactly how that happens later on. But what that means is, it starts off with 1,111, and over the lifespan of the project, that number will diminish or decrease. So what's our motivation? How did we start up? So obviously, over the past year now, there's been quite a few NFT projects coming up, and we love them. We're not here to compete with anyone. We love Megapunk Apes. We love the Crash Punks. We love the Bitcoin Birds, Crash Punks. We love them all, right? So why soda and how we different is essentially what we want to be is we want to be an accessory to the current NFT projects that are out there. We're going to be the Red Bull of NFTs, right? So it's the accessory. We're going to do amazing cool events coming up. We have a bunch of stuff planned. And so what the purpose of the NFT project is to gather the Stacks community, and we got deep pockets. We're gonna do a bunch of cool stuff. We've done a community poll recently as to who's going to be, the face of one of our features, which is our recycler features. And unfortunately, Megapunk Apes won. And for some weird reason, the timing could have been worse because Megapunk Apes' floor just skyrocketed. So, it's all good. It's all good. I wanted to get a Megapunk Ape for a while now. We're doing all these cool events with the community, and we're going to continue doing that. So we've got a bunch of stuff planned in the roadmap. So I'm going to talk about our main feature, our unique selling point, I guess, which is our recycler feature and how we're a deflationary NFT project. So what happens is after the mint, there'll be a portion, which is about 40% of royalties from secondary sales, goes towards the treasury wallet. And what that accumulates over time, the more people, exchange sodas over time, the higher the balance on the treasury wallet. And what we will do is, once the balance is high enough, is we're going to sweep the floor, right? So we're going to use that balance and we're going to buy up whatever sodas are on the floor price, which will make it deflationary. So what happens with those sodas is, they get put into a burn wallet, right? So that's it. They can no longer be listed. They can no longer be bought, nothing. So what happens over time is we reward the, long-standing members of the club, because what that does is that puts upwards pressure on the floor price. The more people are trading hands with the sodas, the higher the balance, and the more sodas get swept from the floor. That's not to mean that all the sodas are going to disappear. It's just a way of rewarding and, creating that longevity of the club so that the long-term members, can see a benefit. So as opposed to most of the regenerative and, the breeding NFTs, were quite the opposite. We're reducing the number. So, like I said, really love all the other projects, and we'll be reaching out. I'll be reaching out definitely, and my artists will be reaching out to be, do any collabs with anyone that wants to partner up, regardless if you guys want to partner up or not. We'll be doing really cool shit. So what's in the roadmap? When's the mint date? All that techie stuff I'll get into right now. So mint date will be towards the end of January. And an exact date hasn't been specified yet, because we're working on enabling, Stacks community to, mint our sodas with either Bitcoin using, Lightning or native chain, or Stacks. So that's why an exact date hasn't been released yet. We're going to be, all the minting details are, it's all on the white paper, it's all on the Discord. Again, I'm on there 24/7, so feel free to reach out if anyone does have any questions. So stage two, stage three of the roadmap, we have quite a few stuff planned. We have a DAO so that the community members can, choose on what fun events they want to do next. We're going to have a treasury wallet where a portion of the mint will be going to that treasury wallet. So we're going to have, they're going to have a fund, to be able to fund all these cool events, or whatever they want. So yeah, I can't choose this decentralized, organization. Later on, we are planning on, when it is available, purchasing land, having a one hub where the different projects, anyone really, can come in, just hang out, talk everything crypto, everything Stacks, or just be a complete degenerate. Everyone's welcome. And, holders will have that extra, those extra perks, be able to visit our private rooms, and as well as, deciding exactly what projects and putting forward proposals as to what projects they want to do next. So there's a lot of stuff in the pipeline coming February, March. And, we're just happy to be here as, ex-Bitcoin miners and, ex-maximalists. We love the Stacks community. We love how inclusive you guys are, and you know, I feel like this platform isn't animalistic, which is perfect for what we're doing, because, you know, we really want to make the Stacks community grow and, you know, have fun with it. So yeah, you know, gave a quick rundown. I know I'm short with time, so hopefully I covered enough, Jake. But yeah, man, that's what it is. And if anyone does have any other questions and they want to learn more exactly how everything's going to work, please reach out to us on Discord and either here on Twitter DMs. Happy to talk.
I think you covered all the good stuff. I think that
awesome.
The deflationary aspect is interesting. And yeah, I'm curious to see how you guys evolve over time. But thank you for popping up here, my man. I appreciate you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, last but not least, bringing it home is the degenerate himself. What's up, fellow?
I appreciate that introduction. I think you described it perfectly there.
I had to give you a little extra flavor.
Beautiful.
What's up, my man? You guys launched something. I'm an owner. I got my Lambo.
Beautiful.
What have you guys been working on?
Love to hear that you're an owner. You know, right now the third tournament is underway, and we're in the semifinals now. So I want to give a quick shout out to all of our, you know, degenerates in the audience who are in the semifinals. Squirrel, I see you there. Cody. Well, Squirrel's going head to head with Golden Pepe. You know, we'll see how that goes. Golden Pepe has been, you know, he's been racing his heart off. And then we have Cody, the back-to-back champ, going up against Fortuna 90. And then tomorrow we'll take it away in the championship, see who's going to win the third tournament. But, you know, I don't want to belittle Cody, but I'm kind of hoping someone else wins this one, man. You can't win all of them.
Well, we got to backtrack, because if people don't know, what are they competing on?
They're competing in our racing game. So the idea, we're the Stacks Degens. I'm representing the Stacks Degens. I was brought on board with them back in November to kind of just like help them and give them a little bit of guidance. And immediately fell in love with the project, fell in love with the team. The team is Bowtie Deployer. He is our developer. Then we have our artist named Volley. He doesn't have a Twitter, but he's a great artist, works very hard. And we have Bowtie Sir Jonathan. All of these individuals of which have quit their full time on this project right now, by the way. So, you know, we all appreciate all of the support and all the love that everyone's giving the Stacks Degen so far. And, you know, we have a fully committed team. We talk about every single day for like, you know, hours at a time in some cases. But they're working really hard to deliver their racing game. It was originally we started off as the Miami Degens. We were inspired by, you know, Miami coin, City coin. It was the first coin. And later New York City coin came. And so we added another collection. And these two collections feature for Miami Degens. It's a skeleton driving like a Lambo. And then it's an alien racing in a Bentley. And if you mint one of these two from the collection, you can mint them on stxnft.com if you don't have one yet. But then you can connect your wallet to our site and race in-game. So it's a very cool thing. It's really cool seeing the growth organically. I know everyone's really focused on being able to achieve that organic growth, because that's really what makes it feel real and makes you feel like you're a part of something. And the engagement's been great in the Discord. We're going to be doing a little bit of work on the Discord just to make it a little bit friendlier, a little bit more, just a little, we're going to clean it up. We're going to give the Discord a facelift. Do you want me to just continue talking, Jake, or do you have any specific question you want to ask real quick?
I just want to cut in for a second. I love the way the Bowtie guys operate, because it's just so funny to me that they're like, yeah, you know, it'd be cool. Let's just put a skeleton in a Lambo. Let's put Yoda on a tricycle, and then you just build it and make it into a fun ass game that it uses your NFTs. So, like, for people that don't know, you buy the NFT and it has a unique color scheme. Maybe it has a crown. You're smoking a cigarette, whatever. And then that's your NFT has been modeled in the game, and you race your guy. And it's kind of like an older 2D game that you'd play in the arcade, like in the early 2000s kind of thing.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's you just use the up, down, left, right keys. It's super simple. And you hop in and you're going to think you're killing it. And then you get your final score and you realize that the other dudes are like monsters that have to be playing nonstop to get those scores. But
it can get devastating too when, you know, you're on a clean run for the first full minute, you're doing great. And then all of a sudden you just hit like the slowest truck on the road. You know, you're going around the bend and you just hit that truck. And then it just, once you hit a vehicle against these professionals, I guess you'd call them professional D-gens. They're, you know, Cody, I'd classify Cody as a professional D-gen at this point. He's back-to-back champ, but it's devastating. If you hit a vehicle right now, the way the tournament's structured with one map, it can completely end your run, which is why we are coming out. And I put out a Medium post for the project a few days ago, outlining what our three short-term objectives are. And one of them was a tournament revamp, because every single race right now throughout the tournament style, or the bracket style tournaments, it's a different map. Our developer, Bowtie Deployer, does a great job, you know, mixing up the map so no one can get too familiar with like a certain map. They're going to have to, you know, relearn and actually like utilize their skills to be able to learn a new map and get the best time to be able to advance. But just because of, you know, the competition, you know, you have 24 hours to try and get your best time on one like minute and a half race typically. So that's why we're adding four new maps that you kind of have to run through back to back to back to back in sequence to qualify your time off of four races. So that's going to, include obviously some new maps. We have the vision for, well, we already have the name for them. We're really excited actually about that. Our giving the game a health update so it's easier to scale the game on the back end. And then we're going to be rolling out these four new maps based on different themes that we picked. So like the first map's going to be called the Big Apple, and it's going to feature, you know, obviously like it's going to have a New York City feel to it. The next map's going to be Miami Beach, you know, based on Miami Coin in Miami. And then we're going to have a Stax Plaza, and the last map's going to be D-Gen Raceway. So we're really excited about that, and we think it'll make the tournament a little bit more competitive and a little bit harder just to, like, you know, get, like, the best of the best time. Right now, if you don't hit any cars, and you're pretty close to getting the best of the best time you possibly can, and the times are, like, really close, we think by adding these four new maps that you have to beat in sequence, it'll spread out the times a little bit.
Very cool. Yeah, playing that game made me realize why I kind of stopped gaming, because it definitely brings out the worst in you when one semi just screws your whole shit up. But I think a good way to close this out is, you know, it's cool to see Moonray doing their thing, and they're doing the play-to-earn thing, like the highest level, the AAA level. And then you guys are like C+, but it's intentional and it's cool. What is your guys's, outside of this direct racing game, do you guys have anything on the roadmap or like bigger kind of loftier goals down the line that to expand this kind of play to earn in the field that you guys are doing it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What you got?
The roadmap is going to be coming out this weekend. We're going to be putting out something on our website for people to actually see what our vision is. But right now, our short-term objectives kind of wrap up what our long-term goals are in the future. You know, aside from the tournament revamp, another thing that we're going to be rolling out at the end of next week, hopefully on Friday, latest is, you know, the beginning of the week after the following on Monday. That's when the tournament's going to be ready too, is January 24th, and the Stax Punk in-game integration is a priority of ours that we're going to have done hopefully by the end of next week. But we partnered with you know, Stax Punk and Stax Art and got a hold of those guys, and you know, they've been really helpful at helping us plan and organize it. But we want the Stax Punks to be raceable in our game as well, so we're setting up some type of we're going to be taking the Stax Punks, and Stax Punks holders are going to be able to claim their Stax Punk. And similar to the Megapont Robot Factory, on our website, when they're going to claim them, they'll be able to cycle through like what color Ferrari they want to race in and what color rims they want. So it's a little bit more personable. But yeah, we're setting up the infrastructure for that, getting the graphics ready so that you'll be able to play with your unique Stax Punk and your unique car their Ferrari in game. And that's just a testament to what our larger goal is to really kind of bring all of these other, it's really a test run right now to make sure we can do it with the Stax Punks. And once we got that framework, we're going to just keep copying, pasting that to bring other NFT communities in the space who want to race in game and offer them that off chain utility that they can now compete in our play to earn game. And right now the play to earn game, it's manual. So you kind of have to obviously trust in us to do the rewards right now. I think Cody can testify to the fact that he's been getting paid. Cody's been getting paid. He's been making some good money off our rewards so far, but we're going to be implementing an in-game currency at some point too. Hopefully that's a short-term objective. That's going to be rolling out really soon too. Probably like maybe 2 weeks after the tournament revamp and the Stax Punk integration. But once the currency is out, we'll be able to, people can, you know, register to record a run that way in the tournament. And then it'll go into a pool that will trustlessly distribute the rewards in a way that, you know, the community and the team determines is appropriate. And, you know, the coin's going to utilize proof of transfer light, similar to city coins. 30% is going to be, 30% of the mining proceeds are going to be generated into the treasury of the Stax Degens DAO. Or just the DGENS DAO is what you could call it. We're going to get the framework set up for that as well, so people can, vote on what they want to do. But largely, what our goal is to expand our user base and continue building value. So eventually, once we start bringing communities in game, it'll kind of be like a bunch of different wacky racers, I guess you'd call it, similar to maybe like a Mario Kart style game. Once we get multiplayer set up, which is definitely on the to-do list, but not a priority at the moment, but definitely something we're going to want to implement at some point in the future, possibly Q2, Q3. That's a question for a developer on in that regard. But and then after that, after we bring in, all these different communities to compete and be able to play, we'll obviously try and find a way to facilitate and make it, you know, like fun and competitive in a way where, like, you know, everyone's like enjoying. Maybe there's a little bit of a tribalism of communities up against communities. There's a lot of interesting things we can do in that way. And then from there, it's just a matter of, expanding the gaming universe. So a lot of people, like, you hear like metaverse kind of thrown around there a lot. And, we would never call ourselves a metaverse project. We're not a metaverse project. We're a gaming universe, and we're going to continue expanding the gaming universe based on, games that people think would be interesting to play. And there's a lot of things we could do in a gaming universe. Obviously, we could set up like marketplaces, different components for racing, set up like a gaming economy. But that's the plan. That's the long-term vision. Do you have any questions on something specifically?
Nothing to touch base on. I think that's a good way to end it. I mean,
can I end it in another way? I want to give a quick shout out to the Bowtie peeps. I want you all to know that part of one of the communities, obviously, that we want to bring in game is the Bowtie community. So one of our plans that we're going to do for incorporating Bowtie into the game is we are going to try to develop a bridge ourselves to bridge the Bowtie NFTs. If you're early on, you may remember those Bowtie NFTs being sold and minted on Ethereum. We're going to find a way to make them raceable in the game. And that's going to be part of a bridge that we're going to set up. So we'll have a roadmap out at the end of this weekend describing everything else. But those are our priorities right now, is the Stax Punk in-game integration, which will allow us the framework to bring in other NFT communities. We're going to do the tournament revamp. So like we actually have a functional, it's already functional. It's already working. People can testify to that. But we want to obviously continue to make it better. That's what any project wants to do, is just continue to build away. And then last but not least, we're going to be incorporating a in-game currency to help with the facilitation of these rewards.
Very cool. Very cool. I think there is some, what's the word? I can't even think of it, but the bow-tied guys, you're going to give them faster Ferraris. I know you are. You guys are going to be cheating, and they're going to end up at the top of the leaderboard. But yeah, I think that's a good way to end it.
Actually, Jake, I think you're going to get the fastest car. Maybe we'll facilitate that. Wouldn't that be cool?
You can't put on the call, bro.
Too late. Just to clarify to everyone, the racers right now that are racing are the Miami D-Gens and the New York D-Gens. They're still available for minting on stxnft.com. They're available for minting for way below what the floor is right now. So if you're buying on the secondary, you don't need to do that. They're still minting, and we're going to update our pinned tweet so that it's linked to them. Like I said, like the guys are working on it full time. They're doing very well. They're a lot of fun to work with. Definitely enjoying it so far. But the racers in general, all of them are like on equal standing right now. Everyone has an equal playing field, the same top speed, same maneuverability. And so right now it's really just based on how good you are at our, web browser, a retro arcade style racing game. And apparently I'm not good enough to beat Cody. Cody just beat me in advance to the semifinals. But
you could give me a faster car and I'd still lose. It just is what it is. But
it is what it is.
Thank you for coming up here, fellow. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Absolutely, brother. And thank you for everything that you do.
My pleasure. You're
a great voice in this community.
I'm always shocked that you guys come in and listen to me blabble with y'all. So I appreciate it. Thank you for everyone for tuning in. This has been kind of fun actually to kind of check in. So maybe we'll do this once a month or something, because a month in crypto is like a decade in real life. So there's a whole lot that happens. But yeah, I appreciate y'all. And until next time, have a good whatever time.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin. I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting. I've been waiting now. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, 'cause I don't think about everything.